Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Wednesday on this show, and you know what that means? Tonight, AEW Dynamite. Holy smokes, am I bright. I'll shut that window in a moment. Tonight is AEW Dynamite, and we have four things announced for the show, which is extremely unusual. Normally, we have like eight things by now, but yesterday we had two matches and an interview, or return, and in the last 24 hours, it looks like they added a match. So I don't know why we don't have more. You know, there's significantly less competition for Dynamite this coming Wednesday. And so this is a big opportunity to, like, get a whole bunch of viewers, get people into the show, and, you know, maybe start watching Dynamite again now that the NHL and NBA are winding down. We're pretty good until the Olympics. But four things. So we'll tell you about that here today. And also, last night's NXT, which was the go-home show for the Battleground PLE. Got a Battleground show coming up Sunday, and the following Saturday, we have the WWE Clash at the Castle show. So two straight weekends of WWE. We got lineups for both of those shows. And then all of the news. Chuck Taylor did an interview with Renee and talked about his surgery and what his future might hold. They did claim he had a career-ending injury. And the injury apparently is serious enough that it could be career-ending, but he is hoping that will not be the case. We'll tell you about that. Got an update on Nikki Bella. She's got a new product or a new project. Trick Williams talks about CM Punk and how he has helped NXT talent. Kevin Kelly very upset about his departure from AEW, and plenty more. And also, Montesi joins us in the final segment here today. Mike Sempervivi after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot of news to get into here today. And then the final segment of the show, Montesi is joining us here today. Haven't been on in a while. We got him, and then got to figure out Vinny Pacifico. He's scheduled for June 7th, but I'm not here that day. So I want to talk to this guy. I don't know if you can do it on your own, Mike.
Why don't we do it tomorrow, then?
Well, it depends on his schedule.
Aye.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So Dynamite is tonight, and bizarrely, we only have four things announced for tonight's show. And I don't know why. Because, you know, the NHL, NBA, all wrapping up. It's smooth sailing for a while. And so I'd have loaded this show to the gills. I'd have jacked it to the gills.
And promoted it.
Like the natural Butch Reed.
Hey, no slander on the natural Butch Reed. Everything about him is natural. His hair is natural. His talent is natural. Everything is natural with Butch Reed.
I watched the WWE Challenge episode from... It was season 1, episode 15 yesterday from 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be facing Leaping Lanny.
Yes.
And Lanny always does a poem before his match. And he does this damn poem, and he literally flat out says, guy's on steroids. And WWE, like, they didn't want that on the show. This is what I can't understand. It's like, first off, the easiest thing would be just to not air the match in 1986, but, like, they aired it. And then, you know, you're a little concerned about it here in 2024, so, like, you know, just take the match off the show. Bleep it. Instead, they did some old-school hip-hop backward masking. They played the word steroids backwards when he said it. So he says, whatever. He is on... What's he going... What? But yes, a WWF wrestler on a WWF television show accused another WWF wrestler of being on steroids in 1986.
Well, they were just up from Memphis. That kind of thing flew down there, you know?
Well, granted, in 1986, I mean, there was no Anabolic Steroids Control Act yet.
There was not. No, there was not.
You could go to the doctor and just get some steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was not exactly... It was frowned upon. As soon as he said it, Bobby Heenan goes, oh, man. Just mutters.
Well, let's not act like Butcher Reed was not an incredible physical specimen anyway, you know, with or without any enhancements that he was taking. And, I mean, honestly, out of that entire poem, you know, the most offensive thing was the punchline of the IOU at the end of it. I mean, that was something else. Although, as always, King Curtis Iakea made up for everything a little bit later on with Sika and Kamala.
He is the greatest.
Pro wrestling.
But somehow we got off Dynamite. Dynamite tonight has Swerve versus Roderick Strong for that AEW World Heavyweight Championship title match. We have got Saraya versus Mariah May, which was supposed to take place last week. We got pulled. We have MJF returning to Dynamite. And then, after months and months and months being gone,
and this is the new addition,
Wheeler Yuta is just back.
Sure.
In a match.
Yeah.
He's just back.
Yeah, well, you know, he was gearing up to be one of the lumberjacks outside the ring for John Moxley, but John said, I don't need you. I got all the old guys from New Japan, so you just come back on Dynamite.
So the match is Bryan Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, John Moxley, and Wheeler Yuta against Volador Jr., Magnus, Rugido, and Esfinge.
Yes.
That's the added match tonight.
Well, you know, if Wheeler Yuta...
What is this match?
If he's got head injuries, this is perfect. An 8-man with a whole lot of lucha, so that's about as safe as you can get, one would hope.
You realize John Moxley needs to be in Japan in like a day or two?
Well.
And he's here having a match with Esfinge?
He's got to be on every show.
Anyway, that's it. That's all we know for Dynamite. That's the show tonight. Therefore, I have nothing else to say about it.
MJF is the whole thing. That's the biggest thing on this show.
Maybe he's going to talk for an hour.
Hey, look,
I hadn't thought of that.
It might get the best ratings the show has gotten in a long time, and I'm sure they're looking for a big spike. Obviously, as you mentioned, the NBA and NHL playoffs are not going to wreak havoc. At least the NBA playoffs aren't. And you have Swerve there. You have your AEW World Champion. So I guess if you're only going to advertise two things, I guess those two things are checked off pretty good with MJF and Swerve. So, again, this show needs a spark. This show needs energy to it. And MJF just being there should provide that. So we'll see what they do with him.
So then we've got this. We talked a lot about TNA. Lance will be on the show today. I don't think he knows anything, but we'll talk to him a couple hours from now. But TNA Wrestling, you know, there's been a lot of cuts, a lot of downsizing, but they have now added that you can watch TNA Impact on the TNA Plus app at the same time it airs on Access TV. So,
hasn't that been the case?
It was available on the streaming service on demand at 10 Eastern.
I guess it was 2 hours
on Thursdays.
That didn't make any sense anyway, because when they had the YouTube TV deal before they switched over to TNA Plus and did that rebranding, you could watch Impact Plus. That was the point, was Thursday at 8 p.m. you get to watch it live because that's when it began streaming. So to make that change and make people wait, does it not make any sense, especially because Access TV, I could understand if they had an influx of new carriage on cable or something like that, but they haven't. They're still as stagnant as they have ever been, so why they went and did that, it wasn't a good idea.
So tonight's show, Jordan Grace, Allison Kay, Laredo Kid versus AJ Francis, Mike Bailey and Trent Seven versus Ali, and Campaign Singh, it says here.
Champagne.
Who wrote Campaign? What office is he running for?
Well, I don't. Maybe with Mustafa Ali around, everybody's trying to campaign.
I like Campaign Sing. Khan versus Jake something. I mean, how am I supposed to think that Campaign Sing is wrong when the guy's name is Jake something?
No.
And Giselle Shaw returns to the ring.
Will the Virgin show up at some point in TNA?
You guys know what's going on with the Virgin? You guys know what Mike's talking about?
What's going on there?
Well, so we had Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen. Josh Briggs was the fornicator. Brooks Jensen was the virgin. They were a trio with Fallon Henley, who's gone off on her own. And now they're doing a storyline where Josh Briggs just doesn't know who he is anymore.
Drinking natural ice.
He's all confused. No, Briggs. Briggs doesn't know who he is anymore.
No.
And
he's drinking a lot.
This person says it is campaign sing. What did you say it was?
It's champagne sing. Ask Lance. Champagne sing.
I just had someone here that should know text me and say it's campaign.
Campaign sing?
Unless it's possible that they're autocorrect. Autocorrected it to campaign.
Champagne sing.
Does anybody know what this... Okay, here we go. It used to be champagne, but now it is campaign. You idiot. I had it right the entire time. Campaign sing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Who's address and...
That's the one you screwed up also. Anything else you want to screw up?
No.
Do you know which one's Brooks Jensen and which one is... You know how to know the difference?
How?
I'm not going to say here on the air.
Can you tell the difference between Tyreek Egway and Tyson DuPont? You should be able to do that. One's got braids,
boy, those guys. We are so ahead of everything. TNT. I'll have to talk about it after the break now. You screwed it up. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
Got it back together.
I'm trying to find out where Death of WCW is ranked today.
What do you mean? Why?
It's number 16 in wrestling.
Ah.
Yes, currently number 16 in wrestling on the Kindle store.
What is it sandwiched between?
I don't know, but you want to know what? In the history of sports area of Kindle, it's ranked number 30. Number 30 in the history of sports. You should buy it, everybody. Death of WCW. Go to Amazon.com. Kindle. Paperback. Probably get a hardback for a few $100 if you want it.
Yeah, I'll sell mine for that much.
Audible? If you do an Audible free trial, you can get Death of WCW for free.
Yeah, and you reading it, too. It's not like you bring in some
monkey
to read that thing. You read the whole damn thing.
It's not like Mike read it.
No, thank God.
I did it. And it was horrible.
That was the most horrible experience.
Horrible 3 months of my life because I tried to be a perfectionist.
Yes, and it turned out wonderfully, but it did drive you insane.
It did. Vowed to never do it again.
I know.
So anyway, The Virgin. So he's in the irony here is he's playing Brian Pillman, who was not a virgin, and he's trying to break into the NXT tapings and tries to show up to SmackDown but get kicked out.
Talking trash about HBK.
Yeah,
saying Brett would have booked better.
Brett would have been a better booker. And people are gonna go, what's with the inside? A booker is not an indication that it's fake. There, UFC has a booker,
yes,
which means a person who books matches.
Yes.
And he's not getting booked. So he thinks that Brett would be a better booker. Maybe he would.
He's going to show up.
I mean, he's going to book you, Virgin.
Show up in TNA. Watch.
He could. He actually could show up in TNA.
I like that idea. Look, if this is going to be a thing, and it might as well be a thing, why not give a guy like Brooks Jensen, who's not going to get time on NXT and certainly is not at the level to be brought up to the main roster. You can say that about Fallon Henley and Josh Briggs. They should probably stay down longer, but they're a lot more ready than this kid is. So use TNA for that. Use it for a couple of people like that who need some experience, need some shine, and they need it away from NXT Level Up or whatever, you know, their D show is.
We got Chuck Taylor talking about his injury status. He was interviewed by Renee, says, I can get surgery. Once I heal from that, I can hopefully reassess. A lot of guys and gals have come back from, quote, career-ending injuries, he says. He has not scheduled the surgery yet. He's wanting to take the summer to learn the production side of AEW television. It's not really an emergency, they said. I can't do anything athletic. Eventually, they said, I'll get terrible arthriticism. Is that a word? Arthritis. And then all they can do is fuse it. But that's years down the line, so I'm hoping maybe take the summer to feel comfortable in this job. I don't want to learn half of it and then leave for a while. So hopefully after the summer is my hope. So, hey, at least he's working on something else in wrestling for the time being.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
And we'll that's see. Why multiple promotions are important. I know people are dogging. They don't know what's going on Impact. Nobody watches or whatever. People hate AEW, whatever. These things provide jobs for these guys for a long time. Look at Lou DeAngeli, for heaven's sakes. You know, guy who was signed Guy Dudley and Lou E. Dangerously, and he was able to take his marketing background and go ahead and exploit that in the wrestling business for a long time. So it's nice to see a lot of these folks, because a lot of your favorites at some point, they're going to be wrapping it up. And look at guys like Adam Pearce and folks like that, Abyss. You know, there's a ton of them who have, you know, gotten into this field, and the more jobs that are open, the more chances as there are to learn and make money, that's a good thing.
And then we got Monday's Raw, 1.679 million viewers and a 0.53 in 18 to 49, which is interesting because there was no major sports competition. NBA and NHL playoffs waiting to start their finals later on in the week. Viewership down 8.2%, 18 to 49 down 5.4%. So not a great week for Raw, but still 1.7 million viewers. Not too bad. 0.53.
Interesting on a heel-heavy show. It truly is.
On a heel-heavy, you mean with all the run-ins?
Well, no, and also, obviously Damian Priest is going to be a big-time babyface at some point. That brand needs it because you have Gunther, you have Drew McIntyre, Chad Gable is a heavy, and yeah, he's offset somewhat by Sami Zayn, but it is a lot of bad guys who are doing a very good job running that show. But and Liv Morgan, put her into that mix as well, too, and Becky Lynch being gone.
So the NXT show is built around Ethan Page. The story was he is not signed. He's a free agent. He showed up at the building. Ava wanted to sign him. So he ends up going into her office. He comes out. He's all cocky. She does not want to give him what he wants in his contract negotiations. So Trick ends up coming up, and he says, I want you to give him this deal. She goes, I can't do it. He says, I don't care. He attacked me. He's running in here. He's trying to, make a mockery of NXT.
Harsh's vibe.
I want you to give him whatever he wants. She goes, I can't.
Like a Kleenex, maybe to blow their nose?
Not blow my nose. I got to sneeze.
Ha ha!
So then, end of the show, he's supposed to come out for the contract signing. And once again, she tells him, I'm not going to sign this deal. I can't. And Trick once again comes out. And he goes, you've got to sign this deal. I don't care what it says. I've got to whip this guy's behind. And so, Ethan reveals that if he signs his contract the way it is written right now, if Ava signs it, that means that not only is he going to wrestle on the PLE this weekend, but he's going to be wrestling Trick for the NXT title. And he vows to end the Trick Williams era. And Trick thinks about it for a while. And then he demands that Ava allow him to sign the contract. And so Ava signs. And so that is the main event this weekend. It is Ethan Page against Trick Williams for the NXT title.
And if you want to do a little bit of foreshadowing here, after the show in a digital exclusive, Oro Mensah attacked Ethan Page, and we're still going to have Ethan Page and Noam Dar to come, so I don't think anybody believes Page is going to defeat Trick Williams for that title. That would be insane to me, but they've already got an escape valve there, and Noam Dar against Ethan Page sounds pretty good.
So we got that match is the main event. We've got Obafemi against Joe Coffey and Wesley. Shawn Michaels loves Gallus.
Yes.
I talk about this all the time. It's
shaking his thing.
Everybody has, not just in wrestling, but I like Lightning Hopkins. Everybody has something in their life that people are like, what? That's your favorite? Like, huh?
Well, you like birds?
Especially with wrestling. I bet if we ask Montesi, what was the first thing you saw in wrestling that got you interested? He'll mention something like Chavo Classic or something. There's always something like that. And
Dino Bravo and the Ultimate Warrior.
Shawn Michaels has his Gallus. I'm just watching this show, and sure enough, Gallus comes out and takes out everybody, and I'm like, Gallus.
I can't say anything. I got a picture of Ronnie Garvin behind me as NWA champion.
That's a great example. So, yes, Obafemi against Joe Coffey and Wes Lee for the North American title. And honestly, in that match, I think Obafemi should win.
Yeah.
Because if Wesley's winning the title, he should win in a singles match against Obafemi. We got Roxanne Perez and Jordan Grace for the NXT, only for the NXT women's title. And I would not be surprised if Jordan won that title. I would not be surprised. But we'll see. So we have the ladder match to crown the first ever NXT Women's North American Champion. I'll talk about that in a second, because I gotta talk about that. NXT Underground, Shayna Baszler, Lola Vice, Nathan Frazier, Axiom vs. OC, and Sexy Red Host. Now, this match, You know how I rant all the time about, Toni Storm and, you know, the baby faces she has to fit, like all this, and the baby face and heels in AEW and this and that?
Yeah.
Some of you idiots think I'm just like whatever, but I'm a fair man, okay?
Yes.
This NXT segment, nothing AEW has done ever has been as confusing and irritating as this segment they did on this show. So here are the women in the ladder match. Sol Ruka, Lash Legend, Jada Parker, Fallon Henley, Meechit, and Kalani Jordan, okay? If you don't watch the show, okay? If you don't watch the show, Sol is a babyface, Meechit is a babyface, and Kalani is a babyface, okay?
Yes.
Lash is a heel, Jada is a heel, and Fallon is a heel.
Yes.
What do you see here?
3-3.
3-3.
Yeah.
So they announced they're going to do a six person. I'm like, well, this is idiot proof. You put the three baby faces against the three heels. No. They mixed it up. They had baby faces and heels on one team against baby faces and heels on the other team. Okay? Impromptu. So this freaking match gets going and like, because you had baby faces and heels mixed up on the teams, it would break down into like a six person. You had no idea who was on whose team. And like heels made comebacks on baby faces and the crowd's like, huh? And then baby faces would make comebacks on baby faces. And they were like, what?
They weren't ready for the
this freaking match. Like it's actually so preposterous. I almost need to watch it again. Like, I just could not believe what I was watching.
And you're underselling the fact they had a big sit-down with a bunch of going back.
Oh, that was horrific.
With all the dialogue.
But it was better than trying to figure out this match. Where, like, a heel runs and a heel makes a hot tag to another heel who then starts running wild on a baby face. I'm like, God.
Shucky ducky, quack, quack.
God, shucky ducky. Back after a break.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
So
I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts, like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Right on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com, and we are very happy to be joined today by Montesi. We've got music, we've got podcasts, we've got AW. Lots to talk about today. How you doing?
Man, my brothers, it is it's great to be back with you guys. I am feeling good, man. I'm in great spirits, brother. Got an album coming, album release party coming. There's so much great things to talk about, man. I appreciate you guys giving me the platform, man.
Swerve is the champion of the world.
I know, brother. If I told you I didn't see it coming, I'd be lying, man. I'm proud of my brother, man, for him doing his thing, man. He's came a long way. And to see him now being the man at the helm, I'm super, super proud of my brother, man. And I hope he gets a good, respected title run with this belt because he earned it.
And then obviously, you know, they've already announced Forbidden Door. It's him and Will Ospreay. Has he talked to you about this match? Is he super excited for this one?
Yes, he is. He's super excited, man. You know, we recently, he's our last episode, episode 75 with him on the Swerve City podcast. Make sure you guys check that out. If you guys haven't, we just interviewed Will, but these are my two favorite wrestlers right now. So I am excited for this match. He's excited. Will's one of his closest friends in the game. And I think these two guys are going to have a banger. I'm looking forward to it. I wish I could be there, but I have other commitments. But yeah, man, I'm ecstatic for that match, man. I am ready. Will is out of this world, man. That's out of this world talent. And them two guys are going to have a classic. I already know. I'm going to be tuned in.
So the Swerve City podcast, I mean, 70-something episodes right now. How did this thing get started? And, you know, we've talked a little bit. We can plug how to listen to it. But, you know, if people haven't listened to it and you're directing them there, what are some of the your favorite episodes? Who are some of the best people you've interviewed?
Great question, man. So we've had people from WWE, from Charlotte Flair to Bayley to, I mean, you name it, man. Johnny Gargano, Candice LeRae. We've had Eddie Kingston a few times. We've had NBA legends like Dominique Wilkins. We've had music stars like Music Soul Child, Donnell Jones. Some of my favorite, though, honestly, my personal opinion, Damian Priest was a good one. Will Ospreay, the one we recently had, was one of my favorite ones. I'm not just saying that, but he really gave us a great conversation. Adam Cole was in NXT, that was a great one. The Undisputed Era, with me, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roddy Strong and Bobby Fish, when he was on there with me and Swerve, was one of the best episodes we ever did. I absolutely love that episode. I listen to it all the time. We was in a zone that day. Charlotte Flair was really good. So yeah, man, we've been at this a long time now. And it's been, I mean, we started from high spots in 2018, 17. So now we're this many years going. So we're still pushing, we're still clicking. And I look forward to doing many more, my brother.
How does this work politically? I would presume that when he was with WWE, you could get WWE talent. I mean, if tomorrow you were like, you know, it would be a great, I'd like to get Gunther on the podcast. I mean, my presumption is that ain't going to fly.
I don't think there's not really any like parameters about it, but I think just to stay safe, you know, we wouldn't do that.
Sure.
I think, you know, obviously you have to, you know, toe the line on certain things with podcasts. We have kind of freedom in what we want to do, but with us being with him being with the company, you know, and doing the right thing, I don't think that would be the case for Swerve City Podcast. For Teezy's Table, I kind of have more an option to do it since I'm kind of more independent on that for my own brand. But for the Swerve City podcast, nah, we wouldn't do that. We would stick. It would be nice to get a Becky Lynch or somebody on. That'd be great. But right now we're just, you know, we're just staying with him, especially with him being the man right now and doing our thing. We just try to do the right thing and stay with where, you know, where for that brand to stay, you know, stay over there with that.
Do you ever worry about not being able to get him on because he's out doing all of this stuff now? I just saw that he was on the Bootleg Kev podcast and he was doing that. And how important is that to make sure that you continue to mix in with the culture when you can on a lot of these podcasts that may run under the radar, I think, for a lot of people. But, you know, for people that are into hip hop, into sports, or skew younger, I mean, these are things that they are used to listening to. How important is that to continue to blend in and make sure that you promote those things and promote him being on them?
I think that's very important. I think that, you know, the one thing that I always tell people and people, and I've said this on Swerve City Podcast and TZ's Table, I've said this before, is the fact that you can't be afraid to branch out. And that's why I love that question you just asked, because you can't be afraid to go to different platforms and try different things out, you know. And going on a Bootleg Kev is big on the sense of the world outside of wrestling. You know, I never wanted him or myself to pigeonhole ourselves just to one demographic or one thing. You know, there's different people you can talk to, different lines of places that you have to try out. And, you know, Bootleg Kev is actually a big platform in the music industry. So if he can do that and spread his wings on that way, and we can spread our brands into other things, including wrestling, and bring them together, then, you know, that just benefits everybody even more.
You know, one of the things, Brian, before you go on, one of the things that we'll beat on AEW about is not hyping up appearances that some wrestlers do or that some promotions do. And we've done the same thing with WWE at times in the past as well, too. It's just going to be one of those things. They have their ideas and that's what it is. But is it important for, do you have any advice for, I guess, anybody trying to build their brand? Because Swerve has done a very great job of that over the years, building himself up on the indies, making sure that he's been able to insulate who he is and that presentation that he has. Is it important just to put blinders on and just worry about yourself and then hope that the company you work for sees exactly the wave that you're trying to be on?
Yes, I think it's one thing about the wrestling business is that it's forever growing. You know, I think it's forever growing. And sometimes when you're looking to make history, sometimes it takes people a while to catch on to things. That could be anything, you know. And once people start to see it, then you start to see the results from it. And people, sometimes it's like, you know, I'm pretty sure with the invention, like any invention or, you know, an Albert Einstein did created math or anything in that essential thing, everybody's like, oh, man, what is this? But then when everybody starts seeing it and it starts making sense, that's when everybody can put the wheels behind it. But sometimes when you're inventing something or doing something, it takes a while for people to catch on. And that could be in anything. So I think that with the beginning of this, you know, beginning of the journey, you know, everybody had to see, oh, well, what are we doing? What is he doing? What is Montese doing? What's the Swerve City podcast doing? What is the eventual goal? And then once they start seeing it and you start seeing the results from it, everybody's like, oh, okay. That's when the train starts getting behind you. It's like anything. Once you start having motion, then it's easier for people to understand.
Now, I don't want to get anybody in trouble with his answer, so you're welcome to be as political or say no comment if you'd like. But, you know, speaking a little bit about what Mike just said right there, I can't help but notice that, like, Swerve is everywhere, and he's doing, like, a lot of really cool stuff outside of AEW, and I never see this on AEW. And it's funny because, like, you got to kind of have a balance. Like, sometimes you watch WWE, not so much now, but, like, a few years ago, and, man, they'd just be hammering home all this random nothing happening stuff that people were doing. It was just all branding and everything. But, like, sometimes it feels like AEW's going the opposite way where, Swerve was here, he was there, and it's like we never hear about it. I think that they should put more of that stuff on television. I mean, he's your world champion. Make that guy a star. Show what the kind of stuff he's doing outside of AEW.
Well, what I will say is that in the context of the business, you know, the the wonderful company that, you know, AEW is, whether it's AEW, WWE, or even the sense of what you're speaking of specifically AEW. I believe that, you know, they're starting to see it, as you see with him when he comes out. He has his music video out with him and Flash Garments, the music video, the back in the Titantron, and just little small things that help elevate the brand. You know, I believe that when that grows and you start to make a name and you say, hey, let's try this, let's try that. And then you start seeing it, obviously, with the live music performances or things like that. I believe it's a forever growing opportunity for people that once they see it, then they'll get on board. You know, I think that, you know, I love the fact that in AEW, there's a great amount of freedom to be able to have your creativity, as in with your music, your podcasting, things like that. And it's a forever growing company. So to see that you're now starting to see it, like you saw him with Floyd Mayweather, and you saw him, you know, you saw Floyd Mayweather there, you saw different things. I believe now, you know, you're starting to see the things starting to branch out and open, you know what I mean? And see, okay, these people are coming to the shows. These people are starting to get spotlighted. So I believe that is definitely now reaching a height now more than ever.
So tell us about your album, which if you went ahead of my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, I got a link up there for the pre-order. This one's coming out a couple days?
Yes, June 12th, next Wednesday.
My birthday.
Happy.
I hope that's in the liner notes.
Happy early birthday, brother. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
You're Gemini, huh?
Yes, I am.
I feel you, brother. I'm a Cancer. I'm right after you.
I'm not
these emotional cancers as everybody else. But I will say this. Yes, my album is coming out June 12th. It is my follow up to my Erica Sun 1 album that came out some years ago. This is now Erica Sun 2. If you guys will please hit the pre-order or at least save it in your Spotify, you guys check it out. There is a deluxe version coming, but right now, if you go to my YouTube, when it comes out the 12th, the deluxe version will be on my YouTube channel, and where you can get that on the streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple, just be the regular version. I have Twista on this album. I have Music Soul Child as his alter ego, The Hustle, on this album. I have Rich Boy, Swerve's obviously on the album. Shout out to my brother, Anthony King, and Rich Lotta, who did some production on this project. So yeah, man, there's a lot of great features. Like John Connor's on his album. Everybody know John Connor.
Hell from yeah.
After he's on the album. Please check out our album. We have too. If you not have checked out the War album, the wrestling album with me and John Connor, you guys please go stream that. That's available now. And yeah, so that album will be available on the 12th, man. I'm happy to be back outside to give you guys my life outside of wrestling, and I hope you guys tune in and love it.
Did you once tell me that you'd never seen somebody take to music like Swerve did?
I've been making music since 2005, and I was a sophomore, junior in high school when I started making music. I got to a point where I started being like a mentor of the artists. I've never seen somebody take to this like this. I've tried to coach tons of people. There's people that are quotation artists and people that are quotation professionals that were artists that I work with that would never listen. They just want to do their own thing. They weren't loyal, things like that. You know how the entertainment business goes. This man was a pro wrestler who just took an idea that I said, hey, let's do this. And this man has taken the music like I've never seen somebody catch on that fast. Never. And I'm like, yo, this guy is talented to be able to do this because it's not easy. And it's not easy to make music that people want to listen to, you know? That it's not easy because that's a spiritual thing to get people to be like, hey, you either got it or you don't in music. Same thing.
Yeah, well, hold on. So hold that point. We'll be right back. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We've got about 60 seconds here, Montesi, so let's finish off that last question and get some plugs in.
Proud of my brother for everything he's doing with the music, man. I'm proud of him. And go stream his new album coming out, his new album now, and his new album with Flash coming out soon as well. So shout out to my brother.
And let's talk about your podcast, where people can check that out. And the album, as we noted, is up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Your Twitter as well, let's get that out. Your X, floor is yours.
Yes, Teezy's Table on everything. Instagram, Twitter, www.teezystable.com. My interview with Marina Shafir on youtube.com/Teezy's Table ENT is now available. Came out this morning. Subscribe, comment, check it out. And I got to have you guys back on, too, because we got some stuff to talk about as well.
Yeah, actually, we did that about, 2 years ago? That was a fun podcast.
Yeah, we got to update that, man. We got to update that.
Well, man, anytime you want. Well, listen, I want to wish you the best on the new album. June 12th, I'm not going to forget that. You're going to be hearing that date a lot over the next week. June 12th, Montesi's new album drops. So check it out. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter, Teezy's Table and everything else. And thanks so much for doing the show here today, and best of luck with everything you're doing.
Thank you, my brothers. Talk to you guys soon, man. Thank you guys for the time.
And we are out of time, everybody. We're going to wrap it up for today. In about an hour, Lance Storm is going to be joining us for Figure Four Daily later on tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer, and we'll be back tomorrow with plenty more. So that's it. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.